This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Researchers are working to understand factors underlying maternal health care for Native women in western South Dakota. Most counties west of the Missouri River are considered a maternal health care desert. As South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger reports, that means women live more than 100 miles away from medical providers that specialize in delivery.
Distance, weather, transportation, and trauma are just a few of the barriers standing in the way of pregnant Native American women needing or wanting prenatal health care. That's coupled with a lack of providers West River, both in reservations and in the Black Hills. Dr. Amy Elliott is a chief research officer at Avera McKinnon. She describes the issue bluntly.
It's crisis levels with the lack of obstetrics providers, especially on the western side of the state. And how do we find solutions, not just for recruiting more people, but also do we have to think a little bit different about how we deliver care?
According to the South Dakota Department of Health, from 2012 to 2021, American Indians made up 20% of all live births, but 44% of all pregnancy-associated deaths. Elliott and others want to fully understand what's causing that issue and others. Elliott says a lack of data hinders insight into understanding causes or generating solutions.
An advantage of being within a health system is we have access to quite a bit of data, and we also have close partnerships with the Department of Health, with Great Plains Tribal Leaders Board, and other community agencies around. And so we're able to help maybe combine some different data streams that haven't been combined before.
That, Elliott hopes, will lead to lasting and systemic change in better health outcomes for Native women on the Great Plains. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
A new documentary spotlights the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and the tribe's David versus Goliath battle against the Line 5 pipeline. The film started screening in select theaters last week. Lena Tran of WUWM in Milwaukee has more.
The Bad River Band is up against the Canadian energy company Enbridge. 12 miles of pipeline runs through the Bad River Reservation. It's a fight the band says is necessary to defend Lake Superior from the aging pipeline and protect the lake for future generations. Running Horse Livingston is a Bad River member featured in the film.
We're fighting this battle for water, but it's really a battle for our home and keeping it safe and keeping it beautiful the way that it has been for forever.
The film says there's no evidence the band ever consented to the pipeline. A federal judge ruled that Enbridge is trespassing and has 3 years to shut it down. The film argues this is only the latest chapter in the tribe's long fight for sovereignty. Here's producer, writer, and director Mary Mazzio.
And, you know, long after this challenge, there will be another one, because that's just the history of who we are as a country. This is a very, very precarious situation happening in real time.
Erosion near the banks of the Bad River has stoked the band's concerns that the exposed pipeline could rupture. Their urgency grows as climate change makes extreme rainfall and flooding more and more likely. For National Native News, I'm Lena Tran in Milwaukee.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and the Kiowa Tribe in Oklahoma are hosting a Veterans Benefits event on April 5th. Tribal Veteran Service officers and other advocates are expected to be on site at the tribe's community center to assist veterans, spouses, and widows with VA claims. According to the VA, collaborations with other tribes across the country are in the works to hold similar events. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
The Indian Arts and Crafts Board promotes Indian artists of federally recognized tribes through its online source directory. Information on this no-charge opportunity available at doi.gov/IACB, who support this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.